Yeah, I had a couple of Quonset huts that they sort of loaned to me, which I had use of for quite a while. I was first in one Quonset hut, and then I got into another one. And this was part of it was tied in with the Child Arts Center out there. So I was working with a lot of different children groups, and I was trying different things. For example, things that I'd do were children would be doing drawings on paper, and then there'd be big pieces of paper. And then that would be put under an opaque projector, so you have reflective light projecting. And so their painting, their drawing would be up a big scale, you see. I developed different ways of making these big translucent screens. So they could then enter into their own painting. And so they could do things with their own painting. But it was very good because they could see in a different way than they could before. I did other things, which I have these in a technique I developed, which I called motion strips, where I had the old Trans Canada Films on Burrard Street. I think it was Burrard once upon a time. Anyway, I was given this camera, which was old, I think it was 35 millimeter. But to focus it, I had to slip in different pieces and sizes of plastic to get the focus. Then I had all these different levels. Then what I had children doing was making their own film strips. And I had them first form into different film companies. And they gave different names to their film company with Flip Flop Films, Five Fishy Sisters, they all kind of wild names. And then they went ahead and did little shows. And then by clicking the solenoid on, I had a Duquesne auditorium model projector, and so I could move, and I'd have fixed this up so that we're doing these on the length of the film was maybe around 300 frames or something like that. I mean, so they're different than a film strip, which are more like 24 or 28. But they could move along, so you could do motion sequences, and yet you could hold something there if you wanted for a little while. So I was doing these, and like I showed some of these to groups of children too, because I felt that by what they could see what other children were doing in this area. I felt if something was wrong about having children continually being exposed to media that they didn't have a chance to express themselves in it. I didn't think this was healthy. So I'm sure these kids who worked there, they started seeing things in pans and dissolves and all that. I mean, they were looking at what they'd see on television more in a cinematic sort of way.
So you were asked to start a program at UBC. You were working with.
Well, I did several sort of programs there. I mean, over a period of
How'd you
time.
get into that?
Well, just through contact, and then I think Henry Elder, who was head of the School of Architecture, he took a liking to me and what I was doing. I had an office out there where I was doing some, I did some of my writing there. I had one sort of book that I never really published these because they never were done.